Well, I think we disagree. Am I here saying that everything is perfect within the cruise industry? No, not at all. Are there problems that need to be addressed and worked on? Absolutely. There always will be. Is there a commitment to work towards making things better? I do firmly believe that's the case. Again, it's not perfect, but it is better than it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago. It's continually getting better. But it, like any business, it's run by people. People are fallible. People make mistakes. Some people aren't totally honest, and we kind of have to deal with the consequences of those things. But overall, the main thrust of the organization or the companies, the way I see it, is towards that high degree of corporate responsibility, because it, you know, if for just purely practical reasons, it's good business. It gets to why are they now, why are the lines so interested in working with destinations? They don't want to ruin any place. If they ruin it, they don't have a market. They want to help protect, preserve these places so that they continue to be the places that people want to visit. There's going to be differences of opinion as to how best to achieve that, but I think we've reached a stage within this industry where there's absolute willingness to sit around the table and let's talk about what works. So I'm sorry you feel that way about the industry. If we can, I don't know if we'll convince you otherwise, but I can only tell you that if I didn't believe that were true, that's really the focus of the industry, I wouldn't be part of it. But I'm comfortable being part of it given my background, because what I've seen is that commitment is there. That's the only way I can answer it. Yes. I'm sorry. I guess I do have a plane to catch.
Can I just make a quick observation? It's not going to be disagreeable in any way at all.
Okay.
You use it, and the industry uses the language sustainable tourism. That comes out of the Cape Town meetings back in 2000, give or take a bit. As a result of that, the alternative discussion became responsible tourism. I'm sorry. Out of that came the discussion of what's called responsible tourism. And I would encourage the industry to think about responsible tourism instead of sustainable tourism. The difference is that responsible tourism introduces a moral and ethical responsibility to the people that you're visiting, whereas sustainable can be interpreted as being defined by decision makers, by corporations, without regard to the local population. It's a subtle difference. And as an academic, those are the things we fight over. But I'm just saying it would be wonderful if the industry was able to make that shift to the responsible, because again, it's embracing morality and ethics.
Okay, thank you. So, good point. Thank you. Okay, well, thank you, folks.
I just wanted to, as a local business, I think we're in a really good place. After hearing the sensitivity that everybody has about all these different issues in terms of the impact of the cruise ship industry, we're in a really good place, because there's a lot of ground that we can understand and manage the impact as we allow more than four, and maybe it's six, maybe it's eight. But it doesn't ever have to be 186 like it is in Bar Harbor. It doesn't have to be. And I think with the experience of all these other ports like Bar Harbor, we've got a really good foundation from which to build how we're going to welcome this influx of business, I think, and tourism. And we're able to manage it. So I think from that standpoint, we're in a good place.
Thank you.